Welcome back to Word on the Hills with me, Gwyn Cheltimer, my co-host Felicity Sitnell-Reed, and our guest this week, poet and short story writer Kim Aubrey. Kim, where else do you find inspiration for your work other than art exhibitions?
Well, lots of places from my life and from different places. I was born in Bermuda and grew up there, so the history of the place is inspiring for me. And lately, I've been finding inspiration walking on the beach in Coburg. A couple of winters ago, I was blocked and I wasn't really writing very much. So I set myself a practice of walking on the beach until a few lines of a poem came to me, and then I would walk home and write them down. And sometimes it became a poem, and other times it didn't. But just the practice of doing that every day for about a month was really helpful, and I'll still do that occasionally.
Mm-hmm. And that's not just for poetry, I presume. Do your short stories come from things you see around you too?
Yes, they're often image-driven. So some image will strike me, and that will start a short story.
Do you write mostly from setting or from people, or what things get the muse going?
I do think setting is really important for me. I often write from setting, and especially if I'm traveling or there's some kind of new setting, that will inspire me. And sometimes it's just an image that will come to me, either in a dream or just a waking kind of daydream. Mm-hmm. So a story that I'm working on recently came to me like that.
Hmm. Now, you lead a writer's retreat in Bermuda, lucky you, every spring.
Yes.
And we've been talking about your visual art workshop. So does visual art play a part in your retreat as well?
When I started the retreat, I wanted it to be for visual artists and writers, but that seemed too complicated somehow, just having studio space. So that didn't happen, but we're still open to having an artist come and do sketching lessons or something like that. But Bermuda is such a beautiful place visually and also has such a rich history of art. So many artists painted there and painted the island, like Winslow Homer and George O'Keefe. And then there are lots of Bermudian artists too. And there are two really good art museums in Bermuda. There's the Bermuda National Gallery, which has a great collection of paintings of Bermuda and by Bermudians. But they also do contemporary art exhibits and installations. They do a really good job. And there's a newer museum called Masterworks, which is in the Botanical Gardens. And they also have a really wonderful collection of works that are of Bermuda, like a lot of landscape or seascape of the island. And they also do contemporary. They have contemporary Bermudian artists work there. So we always go and look at art. And I think it does inspire us.
Yeah, and write from the paintings.
Yes.
What are you writing now, and what other current projects do you have?
So I'm working on what was a short story and has grown into a novella. The one I mentioned, a couple of years ago, I wrote 4 pages of this story and then put it away and only returned to it this winter when I read a friend's story online that had a similar image. So that reminded me, and I thought, well, what did I do with that story? So I found it, and I wrote 4 more pages and thought it was finished, showed it to my writer's group, and they had lots of questions and suggestions. So it just opened it up, and I'm really grateful to them because it's been so much fun to just follow it. It's like following the line. I've been following this image and just having a lot of fun with it. So now it's a novella.
Yeah, and soon it will be a 3-part trilogy.
I'm hoping not.
So do you have a set pattern for writing every day, a ritual, or do you just write when you find time? How does it work?
I would love to have a set pattern and a routine for writing. I aspire to that. But right now it is more when I find time. And I was just lucky enough to have 6 weeks at the cottage when I could write pretty much every day. And that felt just right. It felt like, why can't life be like this all the time? But I'm hoping to actually get into a more vigorous routine this fall. I'll be working on a novel, so I'll need more time. and I'll just have to be more careful with my time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And say no to people more often.
Yes. Say no.
Well, I'd love it if you would read something more to us, perhaps some poems this time.
I have two poems that will be in the Spirit of the Hills anthology. And one of them, the first one, was inspired by one of my beach walks. It's called Winter Grace. Thank you for the places I have landed that have taught this Bermuda girl to love winter. Saskatoon's bright, constant snow. How the South Saskatchewan River broke and healed itself over and over. Waking to hoarfrost's crystalline magic. Sundogs, ice that forms in air, improbable stars. And now the northern shores of Lake Ontario, where I can tread a tawny frozen landscape, sand and pebbles ice adhered into textured slabs, where waves bless drab dry shrubs with a glistening coat, and black and white mergansers bob and plunge in water that today sings island turquoise. Places where I have learned to love the hard stuck parts of myself, to allow water to melt me, mend me, lend me its shine. And the second poem was inspired by looking out of my bedroom window at the beach, and it's called Frames. From bedroom window, I watch a beach walker flourish a long white pennant that trails behind him, transforms into a wave, lays its white cloth to dry on shore, the same moment he vanishes beyond frame, taking the magic with him. An hour later, I wait for a freight train to pass so I can drive over tracks into the Via Rail lot, catch a passenger train to the city. I can see only the brief length of containers held by the frame of personal periphery. Part of an endless magician's handkerchief, parade of towels hung on a line, red, yellow, blue of children's cereal boxes. Wonder about the prize inside, anxious to know when this show might end. In Saskatoon, we once waited 20 minutes on an airport drive for freight train to finish unfurling, but did not miss our flight. And I don't miss my ride to the city, but a bearded man sleeps in my assigned place. Awakened, he startles, struggles to find phone, gather shoes, read his ticket. I offer to take his seat, twin of mine, in the next car. But doors won't open. Attendant has to pull until they give. Lately, I seem to invite obstacles, as if my way has been too easy. Maybe a reminder that what feels hard could be much harder, and the sleeping man might have arrived from a place of unthinkable losses. Settled in car three, my gears shift to grateful for the vacant seat beside mine, absent the fug of someone else's sleep. The world does not owe me a thing, has already given of its bounty enough magic to keep anyone going.
Well, those are lovely. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you.
Well, many thanks to Kim Aubrey for introducing us to her work as a workshop leader and telling us about her workshop, Follow the Line, as well as telling us a little about her own current writing. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Gwen.
Now, Kim, where can listeners buy your book of short stories, What We Hold in Our Hands?
They can buy it on Amazon.com and also through the publisher DemeterPress.org. It's also available as an ebook at Amazon.ca, and there's a copy in the Cobourg Public Library.
Wonderful. And I'd also like to encourage you listeners that if you want to take Kim's workshop, Follow the Line, take yourself off to Spirit of the Hills Festival in November, the first weekend in November. You can go online and find out all the times and prices and what have you. And that will be held right here in Cobourg, and try something new. And if you would like to connect with us at the program, please send your comments, queries, or suggestions for whom we might interview in future programs to us at our website, wordonthehills.com. Also at the website, you'll find all our programs archived so that you can listen to them anywhere and anytime. We'd love to hear from you, so please do go to the website. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you join us for another program next week, right here on Word on the Hills on 89.7 Truly Local Radio.